Good day, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in to Total Wellness Radio. I really appreciate you. This is episode 186, and in today's episode, we catch up with Nicole Kimmel. Along with her husband, Dr. Stacy, they run a holistic health center in Florida called Thriveology. Stacy started her corporate career training people for large organizations, but later realized that her development and her passion for that development of others, personally and professionally, took her in a new direction. Today, she is the founder of not one, but two different associations. The first one is called the Holistic Health Link, and you can tap into that at holistichealthlink.com. And she runs the Guardian Ecclesiastical Medical Association, a 501c3 for licensing and registering holistic health practitioners. So we have a wonderful and stimulating conversation about what it's like to be a practitioner today and the different aspects of protecting our abilities and our rights as practitioners today on Total Wellness Radio. Hey, good day, everybody, and thank you so much for tuning in to Total Wellness Radio. We really appreciate you making us a part of your today. And today I have a very special guest, Nicole Kimmel with GEMA. Nicole, you on the line okay?
Yes. Hi, Dan.
Thank you for doing this. I really appreciate it.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to this. You and I have kind of touched paths a little bit in the past, and we're getting circling back around to finally getting our podcast done. So I'm really happy that you're here today and going to be sharing some amazing things with our listeners about GEMA and about Health Links and the things that you're doing in your clinic and all that. And we're going to get into that in just a few minutes. But before we go there, I would love for you to take a few minutes and share with our listeners the thing, the event, or the catalyst that puts you on a path in natural health.
My husband, Stacy, he is actually the natural health practitioner in our clinic, Thriveology, in Florida. We both love helping people live better lives. So Stacy and I have that same passion. We started our friendship almost 20 years ago. He was actually my fitness trainer and my nutritionist, and then we became a couple. I know, isn't that funny?
That's great.
So he really introduced me to that. Then we became a couple about 11 years ago, and at the age of 40, we decided to go back to school to get our PhDs, which was just great at that age. So Stacy got a PhD in natural medicine and an MD, and then mine was a PhD in lifestyle health coaching. So we immediately opened our natural health center in Missouri, called Thriveology, as we mentioned, and we actually relocated 2 years ago to Florida. So I've met many practitioners across the country and quickly determined that they needed some tips on how to run a business, so I started working with them on just an easy guerrilla marketing strategy specifically for this industry.
That's awesome. So it's you've really kept it in the family.
Oh, absolutely. We have kept it in the family for as many years as we've been together.
That's so great. So now you've had Thriveology for how long now?
5 years. We had it for almost 2.5 to 3 in Missouri, and then we moved, and now we're about 100 yards from the ocean here in Florida.
Wow. That is fantastic. So let me ask you this. What do you feel is the most exciting aspect of your current career?
Well, I think for me, because Stacy and I have different positions in our clinic, but for me personally, to be able to cost-effectively help practitioners with the business of offering holistic health services so they can do more of what they're trained to do and what they have a passion to do and worry less about logistics. It's good for practitioners, but it's also good for the clients because it just gives them the ability to continue to concentrate on what they do best, their craft of holistic health services. And because I operate a holistic health clinic myself as a business person, I really can help practitioners very specifically because it's what I do all day.
Sure. Yeah, you know, this is interesting, the things that you're touching on early on in our conversation, because, you know, when we started our practice here in Wyoming in 1998, my father transitioned out in 2004. I felt that learning how to do the business side was, I refer to it as education by bloodletting, which is, it's just brutal, because you're right. We as healers, typically we focus on, you know, the altruistic side of our profession first, and the business is second. And unfortunately that, because of that, we don't blend them in fast enough, or pay as much attention to the business as we should. What happens is that I know, and I know you do too, a lot of healers are out there, a lot of practitioners, a lot of very capable people who, because they don't have that component in place, the business component in place, they're not doing so well.
Absolutely. Yeah, and that is the most challenging thing. The fact that they get out of school and there's really no training in business. So they get out with this awesome degree, they're brilliant at healing, but they're really kind of behind in actual business and really behind with technology.
Yes.
So even with the best training and education, if practitioners don't have the proper licensing in place or marketing or promotion or web presence, it's really more difficult for them to grow. That's kind of why our slogan for GEMA and Holistic Health Link is guard and grow, because GEMA is the guardianship and Holistic Health Link is the growth.
Yeah. Yeah, that makes very good sense. It's very practical, very strategic. I like the flow of what you've got going there. It sounds really good.
Thank you.
Yeah. From someone who is really working in both sides of the field as well, not just the clinical side, seeing 120 people a week as far as our office, but then working with mentorship. What do you think the most challenging thing is about your job?
Well, it's definitely twofold, because in my clinic, I have a very different position. Of course, I'm always trying to grow our clinic. Because Dr. Stacy and I have a clinic, so that's our main focus. Mm-hmm. However, with running GEMA and Holistic Health Link, again, it goes back to basic business principles. Yeah. My husband, Stacy, is a brilliant healer. But when it comes to really promoting himself and strategizing, that's a little bit harder for him. It's not nearly as natural. So I have found this across the board, that when I talk to practitioners, they don't have a website. They have no idea where to start. They don't even know where to start a checklist. Mm-hmm. So I have very practical things that I go through with people when I do any kind of business coaching, whether it be a practitioner or just a person that needs help on a startup or maybe they're reinventing a business. I have a very specific plan I go through with people that are, it's really only what you need and nothing else.
Yes.
So that's really the most challenging thing, is just getting people to a place where they really understand that there's more to this than just opening the door and knowing that people are not just going to come running in and hope to be healed.
Yep. 100%. Now you have several facets to your business, and I want to kind of pick, just so that the listeners can kind of get a feel for each one individually. Let's start with GEMA. Share with the listeners GEMA, what it stands for, what it's there for, what does it mean, that type of thing.
Okay, sure. So GEMA stands for Guardian Ecclesiastical Medical Association. It's a 501c3 that offers ecclesiastical holistic health licenses and registrations to help keep practitioner services safe and legal, operating under the U.S. Constitution, First and 14th Amendments.
Excellent. So now this is something that any practitioner anywhere in all 50 states could plug into and benefit from.
Absolutely, yes. And we're so happy to be able to offer it, because so many people are unable to have any kind of licensing at all. So this gives them the ability, when staying within scope or code of operations that we have set up for the license, just like any license would, there are guidelines to it. As long as they're within scope, and for every client they see, there's an agreement called the Life Care Agreement. So all of the clients sign the Life Care Agreement, become patrons of GEMA, and that protects them and gives them the guardianship that they need and the legalities between the two as an agreement so that they can work together.
That is absolutely fascinating. And it's something, unfortunately, in this day and age that is so needed, because people's choices to use a holistic, non-invasive, non-chemically driven form of care for their health is really under attack, wouldn't you say?
Oh, it absolutely is under attack. And in Florida, where we are, people thought we were crazy when we were leaving Missouri to come to Florida to open a natural health clinic. And then when people started finding us here, the people thought we were crazy for being here. So, yeah, definitely there's that. But we don't worry, because we do exactly what we're supposed to do. We stay within our scope. We don't go out of those bounds at all, because we want to help people naturally. And that's the goal. So that's exactly what we do in our clinic, and it gives us the ability to really focus on that, because we know we have a license to do so.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, can you share with our listeners what it means to the difference between license versus just a practitioner having like a certification as an herbalist versus a license? What is the, maybe is there a distinction between the two that we could share?
Well, Kind of, but a certification is really more of the education side of it.
Gotcha.
We have a lot of people ask us about that. And the certification is actually something that we require when someone applies for a GEMA license. They either have to have a certification, some kind of education, whether it be an associate's, a master's, a bachelor's.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of it goes into experience as well. But there has to be some level of education within the holistic health link or holistic health field.
Mm-hmm.
So the certification is really more about education. And GEMA is the license that gives them the ability to use their education.
Gotcha. Okay. So now let's move on to your next leg of your journey. You've got health links. Let's talk to me about Health Links and what does that mean?
Yeah, of course. Holistic Health Link is an online directory that naturally connects people. I'm big into slogans. Naturally connects people with the perfect practitioner. It actually offers more than a listing. These are one-page custom URL websites. So for practitioners who don't have a website, they can use this as their website. And the directory is optimized so people will actually be found on the listing. So that's what I wanted to do when I got together with GEMA, was give people the ability to not only guard what they're doing,
mm-hmm.
but grow what they're doing. So Holistic Health Link is the extension of the license that if a practitioner doesn't have a website, they can use this as their own one-page website because it does give them a custom URL. But
okay.
if they do have a website, it's actually a listing. They can use it the same, but they can use it as an extension of their website. So because it's optimized, people may find that, or they will find the listing on Holistic Health Link long before they'll ever find their website, because it has to be optimized. And optimization costs a lot of money, and it takes a lot of time, and it's pretty intricate and intense. So on that end of it, this website is optimized at the highest level, so these practitioners can not only guard what they're doing, but they can grow it too, which is really important that they're able to find kind of a lead funnel.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Wow, you've got all the bases covered. I love it.
Thank you.
So tell me about your clinic, Thriveology, now, because that's kind of like the third leg to the three-legged stool. It sounds like you and your husband Stacy are working on. Tell us about Thriveology, the clinic.
Yeah, Thriveology, actually, when we started, both of us did more clinical work. I was kind of behind a closed door, just like Stacy was behind a closed door. We had a little different setup in Missouri. So I did more of the mind stuff. I did more mindset, consciousness, neuroscience. So when people would come in, they would see Dr. Stacy for the physical side of it. He would always laugh and say, he's neck down and I'm neck up. And then if they needed to work on anything mental, I just helped people kind of understand patterns and lifestyle changes and how to change limiting beliefs and things like that. But when we moved to Florida, we have a very different setup here. So I decided to take more of an administrative role because we're really, really busy here and we have a different type of flow.
Okay.
Missouri is very different than Florida, obviously.
Sure.
So now I am not behind a closed door and I do all the administrative ordering, scheduling, marketing, advertising, social media, all of that to kind of cheerlead for my hubby.
There you go. Well, I'll tell you what, you've got a wonderful thing going on there in all three areas. I'm super, super impressed with them. I know our listeners are as well. Do you do a lot with education, services, products? I mean, tell me, can you kind of expand on how people, you know, get into like the educational pieces you offer or the services that you offer?
Well, really, the focus is two things, but one, a great product, GEMA, and
mm-hmm.
then one, a great service, Holistic Health Link. So
okay.
it's really just about building exposure, giving them the ability to feel comfortable doing what they're doing, and giving them the exposure that they need.
Okay. So how do you deliver these to the clients? Is it primarily just through the websites then? Is that's their primary flow of the information?
Yes, online application and registration. Everything goes through the website. Every single thing is online, and we wanted to do that. I was kind of picky about that because I wanted to go paperless to give people the ability to do everything on their own when they wanted, how they wanted, and they wouldn't have to worry about trying to update anything with calling someone and trying to get a hold of someone. Everything is literally done online.
Wow. Okay. Do you have anybody that really stands out in your mind in terms of like a practitioner or somebody that, you know, has had quite an impact or an influence on you most in terms of your current career path?
My hubby.
Yeah.
I would say that Stacy is the one. He is the one that brought me into this. I was kind of into it, like I said, with mind work. I had done coaching for years. in my own businesses before Natural Health. So I've always kind of been a coach, but he and I are a team in every way. And I will have to say, speaking of Natural Health, our frequencies definitely resonate. So, so I definitely think he's the one to credit the influence.
That's awesome. That's awesome. So can you share with our listeners from the viewpoint of not just like Thriveology as the clinic, but any specific or exciting client wins that you'd like to share with the listeners? Like maybe somebody came on board with GEMA and as a result, you know, they found their practice flowing back. I mean, anything in that arena that you'd like to share with our listeners as far as client wins?
Yeah, definitely. There are numerous wins, but I'll start with the human side of it. The human side, every day people come and go in our clinic and they say to us, I feel better just by being heard and feeling understood.
Yep.
And being in this place that feels so good. Our clinic space is like a big house. It's like a family room setting. There's nothing clinical. They walk in and there's beautiful colors and it's warm and inviting. It's a little house and it's just really, really comfortable. So people say that. And if nothing else happens other than they feel heard and understood,
yeah,
that's a win. But yes, of course it goes further than that. But on the business side, I'll have to say, speaking of numbers, because that's my side of it, we've actually increased revenue 42% in 2 years in a new town where we knew absolutely no one.
Yeah.
So it's just all about learning the strategies and time managing those strategies into what's the most important thing to do. Yes, there's a million social media. Yes, there's blogs. Yes, there's podcasts. There's all these things.
Yep.
But what do I do to concentrate my time?
Sure.
So I'm actually starting my own webinars on helping practitioners through Holistic Health Link. When you have a listing, I'm going to start doing monthly webinars on how we increased our revenue in a new town in 2 years that much. Mm-hmm. All the different strategies that I used.
That's awesome. You know, you're intuitive in terms of the interview. That's great. I was just about to ask you about some of the other directions or goals that you might have for the future. You are going to be doing a monthly webinar. Is there anything else that we should share with the listeners in that direction?
Well, I definitely want Holistic Health Link to be kind of the go-to online resource for all things related to holistic health, whether it be professionals, articles, products, programs, education, equipment, you know, whatever the case may be.
Mm-hmm.
And that GEMA will just kind of continue to give practitioners the ability to offer their services safely and legally.
Sure.
So there's a lot more to come, both professionally and personally, but I do hope that down the road, that is the path that we're taking, is to help people on the business side of this,
mm-hmm,
because GEMA gives them the ability to offer what they already know,
mm-hmm,
and Holistic Health Link gives them the ability to learn what they don't know yet so they can grow what they already know.
Yeah. You know, it's just a beautiful marriage, and I really appreciate the work that you and Dr. Stacey are doing. That's really, really needed. It's very, very commendable, and I'm really excited about staying involved with you in the future and some of the things that you're doing. You know, you touched on something that caused me to want to ask this question, though, because you talked about, you know, the GEMA side of it being able to legally do these things, and I think this is where the uneducated public in general or at large is very much duped into thinking that me as an herbalist or a naturopath, or your husband does the nutritional therapy or whatever it is with Thriveology, I mean, his approach to helping people is already pretty well protected under the First and 14th Amendments. Isn't that what GEMA focuses on?
Absolutely. And as long as people stay within that scope or that code and they follow that, then they're fine. They can do anything within that scope in all 50 states. And there's,
yeah,
very specifics to that. You can't treat, diagnose, and cure. You can't go talking about not taking medication. I mean, there are very specific things. But the great part about it is, as natural health practitioners, we don't want to dabble in that anyway.
That's
we
correct.
Want to stay within our lane. So this just gives us the ability to stay in our lane and be able to do it with a license, because that's what we want to do,
yeah,
is bring everything natural and holistic to as many people as we can without worrying that something might happen because we didn't have a license. But
yeah,
now we have a license and we can offer that. So it gives,
yeah,
people the ability to feel really secure about that, both the practitioner and the client.
100%. So as we get ready to wrap this up, Nicole, what is the best way for our listeners to get in touch with you directly?
The best way is to go to GEMA Association, and that's GEMAssociation.org, or you can go to holistichealthlink.com. Both of those websites have a chat window that will immediately open up. We have a chat available Monday through Friday from 9 to 9. So if there are any questions at all, just go to the homepage, and any page you go to, that chat window will open up and we'll be available to answer your questions.
Well, that is wonderful. Thank you so much for taking the time to do this. I really appreciate you for this.
Thank you so much for giving me the opportunity, Dan.
Hey, for Nicole Kimmel in Florida, this is Dan Young here in Cheyenne, Wyoming. We're signing off for this episode of Total Wellness Radio.
Hello, everybody. This is Dr. Jed Adamson from Twin Falls, Idaho. I'm the founder of Holistic Health Wellness Center, and you are listening to Total Wellness Radio.
That will do it for Total Wellness Radio. Thank you once again for tuning in. And just to mention as a reminder, don't forget about our 6-day mentorship program for practitioners who really want to thrive in the natural wellness industry and build a long-lasting, sustainable, prosperous business. We do a 6-day hands-on immersion where for 4 days, you follow me and my staff around. We see well over 120 people in clinical practice. Plus, we spend day 5 in the classroom putting your practice all together on paper in the practice creation form. And finally, day 6, hands-on drilling with nutritional kinesiology, one of the most effective ways to evaluate a client's needs that there is today. So for reaching out to us on that, just call me directly, 307-631-5300. The number 307-631-5300 for more information on our 6-day mentorship program. And thank you once again for tuning in to Total Wellness Radio.